This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. The Union Cabinet has approved Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana to enhance agricultural productivity. The scheme aims to increase crop diversification and sustainable agricultural practices, augment post-harvest storage, improve irrigation facilities and facilitate availability of credit. It will help 1 crore 70 lakh farmers of the country. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said 100 districts will be identified in the country under the scheme, which will be based on 3 key indicators: low productivity, low cropping intensity and less credit disbursement.
100 ऐसे जिले जिसमें कृषि पर 3 पैमानों पर वो बाकी सब जिलों से पीछे हो, ऐसे 100 जिलों को चयनित करके उसमें एक फोकस्ड वे में 11 मंत्रालयों के 36 स्कीम्स, इन सब को कन्वर्ज करके एक इंटीग्रेटेड वे में कृषि का विकास करें, ये प्रधानमंत्री धन धान्य कृषि योजना का उद्देश्य है। बहुत ही महत्वाकांक्षी, बहुत महत्वपूर्ण, बहुत ही एक गेम चेंजिंग स्कीम ये होने वाली है। राज्यों का सहयोग लिया जाएगा भरपूर इसमें, जिले के लेवल पे, ब्लॉक के लेवल पे और राज्य के लेवल पे गहन कंटीन्यूअस मॉनिटरिंग की जाएगी।
Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the cabinet adopted a resolution hailing astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla's space journey. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla landed back safely on Earth from his space journey on Tuesday. Mr. Vaishnav said the cabinet commended the Indian Research Organization, the Indian Space Research Organization and the entire community of scientists and engineers whose relentless efforts have made this achievement possible. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved enhanced delegation of power to NTPC for the extent guidelines of delegation of power to Maharatna Central Public Sector Enterprises. It will enable NTPC to invest in NTPC Green Energy Limited, NGEL. NTPC subsidiary company NGEL is subsequently investing in NTPC Renewable Energy Limited and its other joint ventures. This is beyond earlier approved prescribed limit of 7,500 crore rupees up to an amount of 20,000 crore rupees for renewable energy capacity addition to achieve 60 gigawatt renewable energy capacity by 2032. CCEA has also approved a special exemption for NLC India Limited from the prevailing investment guidelines applicable to Navratna Central Public Sector Enterprises. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said his government is committed to bringing a significant change in the lives of farmers. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana approved by the cabinet is a step in this direction. He said this will not only increase crop production in the districts that have been lagging in the agricultural sector, but also boost the income of farmers. The Delhi High Court reserved its verdict on the plea of Agastya Westland VVIP chopper scam accused Shravan Gupta to quash a non-bailable warrant. Represented by advocate Vikas Pava, Gupta offered to join the probe virtually, citing inability to return to India. The ED opposed, citing Gupta's failure to respond to 9 summons and his abrupt departure to London in 2019. Justice Nina Bansal criticized repeated adjournments and termed the conduct of counsel unbecoming. Gupta is accused of laundering over 28 crore rupees and remains under ED investigation in multiple money laundering cases. In women's cricket, India beat host England by 4 wickets in the first ODI of the 3-match series at Southampton. Chasing a target of 259 runs, India scored 262 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in 48.2 overs. And that's the end of this news bulletin.